Hey, look, we know you want to be at the ballpark. It's the best place to watch Brewers games this year. However, the second best place to watch Brewers games, X-Golf at Brookfield, X-Golf in Mequon. You get half off sim time during Brewers games for the rest of the season. So if you're in there, book the sim time, get 50% off. Also enjoy $2 Miller Lite taps during Brewer games this season. And all year long, they've got club-level ticket giveaways that they are going to be, that they're going to have. So make sure you're stopping in. X-Golf Brookfield, X-Golf Mequon, even if you don't want to use the sim, stop in. Because the best place, the second best place to watch a Brewers game this summer, X-Golf in Brookfield and X-Golf in Mequon.
We've been talking about the series against the Dodgers at AmFam Field this weekend, and joining us now on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is Michael Cosentino, who is the Senior VP of Ticket Sales and Services. All right, settle this debate for us, Michael. First and foremost, is this series a big series or what?
Oh, yeah, undoubtedly. This is a huge series. I think they're two big series. I mean, you got the L.A. Dodgers. I mean, the building's going to be packed. The atmosphere is going to be awesome. And then the St. Louis Cardinals are coming to town Monday through Wednesday, and those are our rivals. So it's going to be an awesome six games at home here.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It starts tonight, boy band night. What's happening with boy band night? Do you have anything special planned that's going to be popping up on the scoreboard? What are people going to... Because that's... When you have the theme nights, I think people enjoy, you know, whether it's Star Wars night, giving them different names. I think that happened Bark at the Park night. And then you're showing the opponents cats. Like, what's the twist you guys have for boy band night tonight?
There's going to be a lot of fun. So the whole game presentation is going to be theme boy band. We're going to have a ton of music, lots of entertainment around that theme. We're going to have post-game fireworks as well, so that's going to be a lot of fun. We've had that once before on Star Wars night earlier, and the fireworks are just incredible. But yeah, with the purchase of a special theme night ticket, you also get an exclusive Brew Crew Boys boy band t-shirt, and that's going to be a really popular item. And so, yeah, it's just going to be a really fun night. It's going to be a good game.
I'm looking at the shirt right now. It is on the Brewers website. And it sure enough is like that, like, you know,
90s,
Zubaz, yeah. A little, you know, font. And it's got five of the guys. I can't tell who they are from here, but it looks like Yelly's on there and Bryce Terang. And it's their faces,
yeah,
kind of like you would. Yeah,
you Jackson.
Yeah, like you would for a boy band. And on the back, it looks like it's got the concert tee vibe of like dates and cities type of thing. So it says Brew Crew Boys with a Z, Tour 2026.
You didn't have to say this with a Z. I think everybody has just assumed that, right?
What else you guys got going on at the ballpark this week?
It's going to be a lot of fun this weekend. On Saturday, so tomorrow, we've got our patriotic hat giveaway for the first 25,000 fans in attendance. So you're going to want to get there early for that. It's going to be a really, obviously, a big celebration, Memorial Day weekend. So that's going to be a fun one. On Sunday, we've got a Brewers pennant giveaway for the first 5,000 kids, 14 and under. That's one of our kids giveaways, and it just goes along with the theme. I mean, we've got 24 giveaway days and nights here this season, the most we've ever done, and so we've got two amazing ones this weekend against an amazing opponent that we're going to have a lot of fun here. So it's going to be good.
Okay, so I've always been curious about this because Monday it's Memorial Day. Ballpark's going to be packed. As you mentioned, Cardinals coming to town.
That's right.
So why are you guys doing Dollar Dog Day on that day? Like, how many hot dogs you guys got to order when the Cardinals are in town and the ballpark's going to be packed on Memorial Day?
I think there's a line of trucks on the way to the ballpark now to make sure that we are fully stocked and everyone can get as many dogs as they want. It's a big day. And, I mean, it's just a perfect... I mean, come down with your family and have that dollar dog. It's a tradition that we started, I want to say, a couple of years ago, and it's just a wonderful family day at the ballpark. I'm hopeful that we're going to get some really good weather. The forecast, touch wood, looks good, and it's always a sold-out game. So let's make it affordable. Let's make it fun, and dollar dogs are the way to do it. A hot dog at a ball game doesn't get much better.
Michael Cosentino, Senior VP of Ticket Sales and Services, joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on the Yingling Hotline. Yingling, the oldest brewery in America, now officially in Wisconsin. Please enjoy responsibly. All right, how are ticket sales? I imagine, as we have talked, that these are two opponents that a lot of Brewers fans are looking forward to seeing, if for no other reason than you get a good gauge of how your ball club is doing when you go up against the Dodgers and the Cardinals, who are surging right now, I think surprising a lot of people with the early success they've had.
Yeah, and we're surging as well. I mean, the team's playing great. They're playing Brewers baseball. Our fans are responding. Our ticket sales have been incredibly strong, and I mean, that's a function of our amazing fans. I mean, so we're up year over year. The building's routinely been in the 30 to 40,000 sold out numbers, and these six games are all going to be in that neighborhood as well. We've got a few seats left that we've just released for this weekend. Dodgers are one of those games that or series that people really want to see. And so team's going to be bringing it. We're going to bring it with a full building. And so it's going to be an intense atmosphere. But yeah, attendance has been very strong again this season.
One of my favorite memories as a kid is going to the ballpark with the family on Sundays. And again, things are expensive right now. But you guys, once again, you're bringing it back. The family Sunday bundle, what do people get? What do families get with that Sunday bundle?
Yeah, it's a way that we can make our Sundays a kind of a family-themed, and our kids' giveaways are a part of that as well. But we do have a ticket bundle that I believe is in the $85 to $90 ticket range. That gets you four tickets. It gets you food. It gets you beverage. And it gets you parking as well, and again, the four tickets. So it's a way to make our games accessible, as affordable as possible, and family-oriented. I mean, that's what it's all about. Bring your family to the game. And so we brought that back. It's a hugely popular ticket bundle that we have. And so those are going to be available for Sundays again this season.
Last thing before we let you go, your team is always on the phone talking with, you know, people who want to buy tickets, talking to people who are excited about the Brew Crew. What are they talking about the most? What do they bring up when you guys are on the call? Are they talking about Murph? Are they talking about the Miz? Are they talking about Sal Jackson? Who's the guy, or who? What's the storyline that fans are most captivated by?
Yeah, it's a great question. I was talking to my team just yesterday. We were having a team meeting, and I mean, it ebbs and flows with different players based on performance. And there's this real sense of like, we've got a bunch of young guns in that are starting pitching right now that our fans, our season ticket members, are loving. And so you've got Harrison, you've got Sproat, but and then Miz. I mean, the run that he's on is very special, and our fans just really appreciate. They want to be there to cheer him on. And then what we're also hearing is they're super excited about some of the guys that were injured early in the season that they're back. Yelly being back. Hitting that home run over the last few days in Chicago. Vaughn's back and Churio. And so we are a full team now. And so there's a lot of enthusiasm. Our members are pretty excited about how the team's coming together. And it's all about Brewers baseball. So it's a lot of fun.
Michael, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning, giving people a preview of what they can expect at the ballpark, getting people excited to get out there this weekend as the Brew Crew take on the Dodgers and then the Cardinals at AmFam Field. Have a great weekend, Michael.
Thanks. You as well. Go Brewers. Thanks, guys.
Michael Cosentino, Senior VP of Ticket Sales and Services, hanging out here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll take a break. We've got Craig Karmazin coming up next. Talk to him about all things going on in the world of sports. And I want to tell you guys about my friends over at Great Midwest Bank, because Great Midwest Bank will help guide you every step of the way if you are buying or building a new home. How do I know this? Because Great Midwest Bank takes care of me and my family and all of our mortgage and pre-approval options. You can get fast and flexible mortgage pre-approvals for your next big life decision straight from Great Midwest Bank's knowledgeable and, most importantly, local loan officers. From start to finish, you should bank with confidence. See all of their customizable products at greatmidwestbank.com. Great Midwest Bank is your simply local equal housing lender.